ancient people could discern that there was order in the universe. And the question was, why is not everything chaotic? But everything seems to be ordered. There are physical laws in the universe. Things hold together in a certain way. They didn't really have an understanding of science as we do today. But the general concept of the world was this. The reason things held together and that there was order in the universe was a principle. They called it the logos or logos. It is from this Greek word that we get all our ologies that we have. Theology. Theos is God. Logos means word or knowledge of or the study of. And so they've got theology, the study or the knowledge of God. Archaeology. Arche is the Greek word for old or ancient. Logos. So we have archaeology, the study of ancient things. The Apostle John wrote his gospel almost 60 years after Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. The other gospels had long been written, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and he wrote what the church calls a spiritual gospel. And he wanted to tell us who Jesus was and how we relate to him. And he opens this way, John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Logos is the Greek word. Oh, this picked up the attention of people because everybody understood when people were talking about the Logos, this is that which creates order out of confusion, out of chaos. This is what holds the world together. This is the principle by which the world makes sense, enables us to reason. The Jews also found meaning in this word logos. To them, logos, the word of God, was the power of God, the creative power of God. God spoke, and the universe came into existence. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And the Apostle John gives this name to Jesus, our Savior. In the beginning was the Word. He was right there at the beginning. Jesus is the one who came into the world to bring light into darkness, to bring knowledge into an ignorant world, to come into the chaos of our lives and create some order in the midst of the chaos. This is my Jesus. And this is what John writes in his letter, 1 John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, the word of life, the logos of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for Jesus. We adore you, and we give you great praise. And we honor the one who sent Jesus. Jesus, we worship you as our Savior and as our God. I thank you so much for what you did for us, for being born and coming into this world to bring light into my life, to bring some order into the chaos of my life. I thank you so much, Lord. I pray that all those who hear of you will receive you, and that they might be saved, and that order may come into chaos and light into darkness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.